朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
所以当神在这里说，当我开你们坟墓，领你们出坟墓的时候，你们就知道我是耶和华。
And so the Lord says, when I open your grave and lead you out of the grave, then you will know that I am the Lord God.
弟兄姊妹，不管为自己、为家庭、为教会，如果你现在碰到一个局面，你自己觉得主啊，不可能，不可能。
Francis, whether it be for yourself, your family, for our church,Whatever the circumstances, if you come to the place and saying, Lord, it is impossible.
我们里面要不甘心，因为我们所信的神是同一位神。
You can't just compromise and let go so easily because the God whom we believe in is the same God.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神就是我的神。
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is my God.
大卫的神、西西家的神、以赛亚的神是我的神。
The God of David, Hezekiah, and Isaiah, he is also our God.
叫枯骨复活的神也是我的神。
The God who caused these dry bones to come alive, he is also our God.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要灰心啊。
Brothers, do not despair.
但是在三十六章，让我们看到这个复兴的开始有一个非常重要的根基。
So at the beginning of this revival, there's a foundation that must be laid, and we read it in chapter 36.
我只能够把它简单的 summarize 在两个重点上。
And I summarize it on these two key points.
第一个要彻底的悔改归向神。
One, we need to repent completely and return to God.
弟兄姊妹，没有一个复兴不是从悔改归向神开始。
Brothers and sisters, not a single revival begins without repentance.
没有一种的复兴不是从悔改归向神开始。
There isn't any type of revival that doesn't begin with a repentance before God and turning back to God.
如果曾经有人说复兴、复兴、复兴，但是这个教会却容让罪，却不是从悔改开始，弟兄姊妹，这个复兴是人做的。
If people says there was a revival, but it didn't begin with the turning away of sin, then I will tell you it is an outward performance, it's an act that has been displayed out.
个人是这样，家庭是这样，教会是这样，整个世代也是这样。
For individuals, for families, for church, for our generation as a whole, it is the same.
我们一定要从真心的悔改、要归回本地，要被洁净，要脱离一切的污秽，要弃掉一切的偶像。
We must truly repent. We need to return back to our own lands, be sprinkled with clean water, and forsake all filth and all idols.
所以弟兄姊妹，归回在于我们回到神面前。
And returning depends on us coming back to the presence of God.
复兴的临到在于我们真正的悔改。
The coming of revival depends on our true repentance.
而这里的悔改说到脱离一切的污秽，弃掉一切的偶像。
And again,Depart from all filthiness and getting rid of all our idols.
有没有任何的罪、任何污秽的今天留在我们里面？
Are there any sins, any filth that is still in our lives?
我在说，没有一个人是完全人。
And I will say again, no one is perfect.
神有没有叫我们从行为着手？
And God did not ask us to begin from our works.
但是弟兄姊妹，神让我们从一个更高的境界着手。
But God wants us to begin from a higher place, a higher realm.
从基督的生命着手。
From the place of the life of Christ.
任何东西被带到基督的面前。
Anything that is brought before Christ.
只要站不住的。
If it cannot stand.
我们都要去对付它的。
We need to deal with it.
一切的污秽都要在主的面前靠着圣灵我们来对付它。
Any filthiness in our lives by the Holy Spirit we need to face it and we need to deal with it.
弟兄姊妹， 我知道这样子的信息一般人都不喜欢听。
Brothers, I know this kind of message most people don't like to hear.
尤其当我们在罪恶中的时候我们不喜欢听。
Particularly when we are living in sin we don't like to hear such a message.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果我们在主的面前要能够真实的脱离咒诅，脱离仇敌的偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
Brothers, if we really want to flee, if we really want to be set free from destruction, from being killed, be stolen, and be destroyed.
脱离神的愤怒，脱离神的审判。
And to depart from the anger of God and the judgment of God.
我们都需要很勇敢地去面对自己。
Courageously, we need to face ourselves.
面对这位亲爱的救主，他来就是要救我们。
The face is loving Savior. He came for the very purpose to deliver us.
他来就是为了我们犯的罪，为了我们胜不过的罪。
He came because of the sins that we committed, the sins that we cannot overcome.
来到这位爱我们的爸爸面前。
And we come before our Abba Father who loves us.
他为什么要把他儿子赐给我们？
Why would He give us His Son?
他为什么要让他儿子受这么大的苦？
Why would He allow His Son to endure such?
为什么容许他的儿子被罪恶这样子的玷污跟压伤呢？
Such pain to be defiled and be bruised by sin.
因为他知道我们没有办法。
Because He knows it is impossible for us.
前一阵子我在台湾跟中国讲道的时候，我就讲到我上次跟碰到一个休斯顿太空总署的科学专家。
I was speaking to brothers and sisters in Taiwan and in China that I came to meet a brother from a scientist in Houston.
然后我跟他求证一个数据，结果他告诉我的是远超过我所知道的。
I asked him to confirm a particular number for me, but what he told me surpassed what I had understood.
他说整个宇宙
is the whole universe.
有一千亿个像太阳系这样子的，一千亿个 100 billion.
There are 100 billion galaxies, solar system, galaxies.
对，只有银河系，对的。
Solar systems like us.
那个，银河叫什么
？Galaxy.
没有。
Galaxy.
Okay.
Galaxy.
然后整个宇宙又有一千亿个像银河系这样子的。所以我刚刚讲一个没有M 开头的叫
Milky Way.
Milky Way.
Okay. And within
光这个银河系就有一千亿个像 star、
okay.
像太阳系这样子的。
Within our galaxy, there is 100
billion
solar systems like ours.
然后整个 universe 有一千亿个像银河系这样子的。
And there are 100 billion in the universe of the galaxy that is like ours.
你能够想象吗
？Can you imagine that?
而我们的神说有就有，命立就立。
And when our God speaks and it comes to be，
当他说有的时候，宇宙全部出现了。
When He spoke, the whole universe came to be。
啊，用他的话就托住，用他全能的命令托住了万有。
And by His word, by His command, all things are held in place, are sustained。
啊，这么伟大的神
，and such an awesome God。
他的能力，他的伟大，还不是显在创造上而已。
And His great and His might is not just simply displayed in His creation.
创造他用话就出来了。
And His creation, He could make it come to be just by His words.
他最大的伟大显在他对我们的爱。
His greatness is displayed through His love for us.
怎么可能这么渺小的人，这么败坏的人，他居然爱我们
？Such a corrupt, puny people like us that He would love us.
他居然愿意把他的爱子为我们舍了。
That He would give His beloved Son for us.
地球在整个宇宙里面，真的是连整个世界的沙海沙中的一粒都比不上的。
The Earth, in comparison to everything that is in the universe, cannot even be compared with a grain of sand to all the sand in this world.
不要说地球上的你跟我了。
Not to say you or I who are on this planet.
弟兄姊妹，如果神开我们眼睛，我们觉得这真是 amazing grace.
And brothers and sisters, if God truly opened our eyes.That we may see how amazing is this grace.
他肯为我死。
He would die for me.
而不仅仅为我的罪死。
And not only die for my sins.
他肯为我活，坐在我的心中，成为我的生命。
He's willing to live for me, that He would dwell in me and become my life.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们想到这些，我们就觉得主啊，我跟你的救恩差太远了。
And brothers, when we begin to meditate upon these things, we will come to the conclusion, God, I am so far from being the fullness of the salvation.
我们今天把福音、把救恩讲得太低了，只是人信耶稣，罪得赦免，然后有永恒的盼望。
And we lower the gospel which we speak, that man come to faith in Christ, they would have their sins forgiven, they would have eternal hope.
有一个更重要的救恩。
There's a more important aspect of salvation.
是仇敌一直蒙蔽我们，不要我们看见，不要我们进入的。
The enemy has blinded us for keeping us from entering in.
上个礼拜，嘉森弟兄在这里讲到，昨天半夜我们睡不着，起来听信息。
Our brother Timothy, he was here last Sunday speaking. We couldn't sleep last night, so we listened to what he shared.
实际上，第一面他代替我们。
On the cross, first fold, He took our place.
他替我们死，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他的身上。
He died for us. All of our sins was placed upon Him.
你我没有一个罪要在自己背，全在耶稣的身上了。
Every single one of our sins, yours and mine, is upon him.
他不光是代替，代替只是一个根基，让我们可以来到神的面前。
Not only was he the scapegoat, not only to represent us, that he could stand before God.
他是代表我们，他要替我们活。
He also now represents us. He's going to live for us.
这个心灵要进到我们里面。
This new spirit is going to enter into us.
圣灵要进到我们里面，成为我们的生命。
And the Holy Spirit is going to enter into us, and it will be our new life.
所以，若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
So unless you're born of the water and the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
所以，人重生必须借圣灵。
And so man to be born again must go through the Holy Spirit.
同样，我们任何的生活、行为、思想、性情，要被神喜悦、被神接纳。若不是借着圣灵，没有办法到神面前。
Similarly, every aspect of our life, our thought life, what we do, our deeds, and the things that we do, unless they are through the Holy Spirit, they cannot be accepted by God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要悔改归向神。
So brothers, we all need to repent and return to God.
去掉一切的污秽。
And to do away with all the filthiness.
弃掉一切的偶像。
And get rid of all the idols.
然后这个时候。
And now.
信心、心灵、圣灵。进来来代替我们，充满我们。
This new heart, the new spirit, and the Holy Spirit will enter in to take over, to replace us.
底下三十七章的局面就出现。
And then chapter 37, this particular vision is coming true.
我们才可能从枯干的骸骨变成耶和华的军队。
It is only then can we become the great army of God from the dry bones.
从没有生命不仅变成有生命，而且是刚强得胜的生命。
Not only from the place where we have no life to the place we are alive, now a life that is victorious.
从那样散成一团的骸骨变成耶和华的军队，那么合一，带着使命，带着能力。
And these loose dry bones are now standing as the army of the living God with a commission.
弟兄姊妹，我们个人也都希望我的骸骨能够活过来。
And brothers and sisters, we individually, we are crying out, Oh Lord, let these dry bones live.
可能我们的家庭里面充满了骸骨。
Perhaps in our family, we discover dry bones.
我希望主也开我们眼睛。希望我们教会都脱离一切死亡的情形。
And I pray that the Lord will open our eyes, that we as a church, that we may be set free from these conditions of death.
当以西结凭着信心宣告神的应许的时候。
So Ezekiel by faith, he proclaims the promises of God.
他说不料。
Unknowingly.
你看又翻不出来他们只能翻到 behold, 啊中文叫不料。
Unexpectedly.
Yeah, amen. 完全没想到。
It was out of his expectations.
而且他在这里讲到，他说我正说预言的时候，不料。
And he says, as he was prophesying unexpectedly.
弟兄姊妹 ，whenever 任何时候，只要我们用信心来回应神，属灵的复兴就开始发生。
Whenever we start to respond to God with an act of faith.Revival begins.
他说：“当我正说预言，我一开口说预言的时候，不料事情就发生了。
”It says, "As I was prophesying unexpectedly, something began to happen."
当然，可能在我们的经历里面，不见得每一个 turning around 都是这样子 dramatically 哈，都是这样子戏剧性的发生。
And perhaps in our own experiences, things do not happen this dramatically all the time.
但是当我们凭信心的时候，只要用信心回应神的应许，事情就发生。
But by faith, whenever we respond to God's request, something's going to happen.
在那个看不见的境界里面，它其实都在发生。
And in the realm of the unseen, something is happening.
我们不就读了门口，彼得说：“金和银我都没有。”我只把我所有的给你。
As we read earlier in Acts, Peter and John says, "Gold and silver I have none, but what I have I give unto you."
我奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名叫你起来行走。
In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I command you to rise up and walk.
当使徒用信心，当这个瘸腿用信心的时候，事情就发生了。
When the apostle by faith and this lame person by faith, they came and act upon their faith, something happened.
那个生来瘸腿的，一直当乞丐的，就起来站着跳着赞美神，跟他们进圣殿去了。
He who was lame, he stood up praising and dancing and leaping and entered into the temple praising God.
整个局面被 turn around.
The entire circumstances has been turned around.
所以弟兄姊妹。神借着这样子的事情让以西结看见。
And again, something like this God caused the prophet Ezekiel to see.
也是让我们每一个人看见。
That all of us, our eyes may be open to see.
我们的神是能够开我们坟墓的神。
Our God is the one who is able to open the grave.
我们的神是能够领我们出坟墓的神。
He can lead us out of the graves.
而这一切的作为是要叫我们认识我们所信的到底是谁。
And all of these things are done so that we may know whom we have believed in.
在他没有难成的事情。
In him, nothing is impossible.
而他希望复兴临到全地。
And he desired fervently that revival would come to the whole land.
到了新约，主耶稣也是这样子说，巴不得这个火全面烧起来。
In the New Testament, Jesus is crying out, "How I long that this fire would burn!"
弟兄姊妹，神希望教会复兴，神希望你的家复兴，神希望我们每一个人都复兴。
Brothers and sisters, God desires that His house, your family, we individually, we will all be revived.
我们希望我们每一个人在主的面前。
And we pray every single one of us.
我们从真实的悔改归向神开始。
Of a true repentance that we would come and turn back to God.
我们勇敢地求主光照我们，洁净我们，除去我们一切的污秽。
Courageously ask the Lord, Lord, your light come upon me. Show me the filth that I could get rid of them by your grace.
让我们弃绝一切的偶像。
And that I may forsake all the idols in my life.
当我们被洁净的时候。
And again, when we are cleansed.
就是我要把新心给你。
And then God says, I will give you a new heart.
我要把心灵给你。
I will give you a new spirit.
然后我要将我的灵给你。
And then God says, I will put my spirit in you.
弟兄姊妹，有什么祝福比得上这个？
Brothers and sisters, what blessings can compare to these?
他不仅用肉心代替实心啊。
And not only did he replace a heart of flesh with a heart of stone.
你们觉得实心有什么特点？
What are the characteristics of a heart of stone?
Amy, 你觉得？
Amy, heart of stone, characteristics.
No feeling, 非常好哈。
Very good.
No feeling.
No feelings.
你觉得最近读经听到唱诗 no feeling 的，我不要叫你举手了。
We're not gonna pick on Amy anymore. When we're reading, when we're singing, when we're in our meetings, no feelings.
免得不料骸骨甚多。
Unexpectedly, maybe we see too many dry bones all of a sudden.
弟兄姊妹，我们已经多久对饼杯 no feeling?
For how long have we lost our sense of feelings when we come before the Lord's table?
我们多久对恩膏的教训？No、feeling.
And for how long have we been numb and have no feeling concerning the anointing of God?
我们多少时候对谎言、对犯罪、对发肉体 ，no feeling.
And how often concerning lies, concerning the outpouring of our own flesh, we have no feelings.
还有没有别的？实心还有什么特点？
A heart of stone. Anything else? Nothing goes in. Nothing goes out.
Nothing goes in. 对，很好啊。他死的，他不是活的。
It is dead, it is no longer alive.
没有反应的。
It doesn't respond.
还有什么？
Anything else?
刚硬嘛。
Stubborn, stubbornness.
改不了的。
We can't change.
我就是这样。
That's the way I am.
你想怎样？
What are you going to do?
难道你没有罪吗？
Aren't you a sinner too?
你为什么要管我？
Why do you want me to?
你为什么不先改？
Be holy. Why don't you change first?
为什么你要我改？
Why do you want me to change first?
我们里面很硬的。
And brothers, we're very hard. We're very stubborn.
话也硬，灵也硬，表情也硬。
Our words, our spirit, our attitude, our facial expression.
神用心心。用肉心代替实心，用心心代替我们的旧心。
And God takes a heart of flesh to replace that heart of stone, and a new heart to replace that heart of flesh.
他用心灵代替我们的旧灵。
And with a new spirit to replace the old spirit.
记得当神创造亚当的时候，亚当成为有灵的活人。
And when God created Adam, he became a living being.
然后神说，你吃这个果子的日子必要死。
And God said to him, the day you eat of this fruit, you shall surely die.
亚当夏娃吃的那个果子，人没有死，表示他的灵死了。
Adam and Eve, when they ate of the fruit, physically they did not die, but their spirit died.
灵是用来敬拜神的，灵是用来跟神交通的。
That spirit is for the purpose of fellowship and worship towards God.
所以从那一天，亚当的后代，旧造的后代，灵其实是死的。
From that day forward, the descendants of Adam that became fallen to stay with that spirit is now dead.
当我们悔改归向神的时候，我们的灵活过来了。
And when we have repented and returned to God, that spirit now has been made alive.
我们跟主有交通了。
We now can enter into fellowship with God again.
我们对神有感觉了。
And we now have sense and we can feel God.
我们里面开始敬拜他了。
We now begin to worship Him.
这是心灵来取代了那个已死的旧灵。
And this is where the new spirit replaces the old spirit that was once dead.
而在这个新心心灵被神洁净过的。
And in this new spirit that has now been cleansed by God.
主说我要把我的圣灵赐给你。
And then God says, I will give unto you my Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，今天在座的每一个人，你要知道我里面有圣灵。
My brother and sister, every single one of us who are sitting here, we ought to know that the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
你要不要对隔壁说，你知道吗？圣灵住在我里面。
Say to the person next to you, do you know that the Holy Spirit dwells in me?
要说啊。
Say it.
讲得不够兴奋了哈。
But you are not excited enough as you're saying it.
你应该说，你知道吗？
Do you know?
圣灵住在我里面。
The Holy Spirit dwells in me.
而且永远住在我的里面。
And he is there to stay forever.
他要成为我的生命能力和力量。
He's to be my life, my power, my everything.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是一个喜事，大喜的信息。
This is a news of great joy.
弟兄姊妹，枯干的骸骨要活过来。
And these dry bones are coming alive.
所以在这里，我们看见神叫以西结凭着信心宣告神的应许。
And so again, God tells the prophet Ezekiel by faith, proclaim His promises.
借着神的话。
By the word of God.
气息对圣灵祷告，主的灵来，所以复兴能够生复兴的强度跟持久是在乎主的话跟主的灵。
The severity, the strength of this revival and the duration of this revival all hinge upon the word of God and the coming of the Spirit of God.
你去看教会两千年来的历史啊。
Go look over the past 2,000 years in church history.
陆陆续续教会都有复兴的故事。
And we've seen stories of revival.
但是复兴有的短，有的长。
And some are shorter, some are longer.
复兴有的范围很小，有的范围很大。
Some boundaries of revival are very confined, some are very broad.
有的复兴甚至跨越世代。
Some revival also extends beyond generations.
但是你发现在教会历史里面，那个复兴的强度、复兴的高度、复兴的长度、复兴的广度，都跟主的话、主的灵发生绝对的关系。
And you discover the depth, the width, the height, the volume of that revival has everything to do with the Word of God and the Spirit of God.
它不是只是一时的感觉跟兴奋而已。
It is not a momentary feeling, just an excitement at the time.
它是那么强的建立在主的话上。
But it is so strongly anchored upon the Word of God.
他们是那么深的借着祷告，让圣灵持续的做工在他们
身上。It's such deep prayer that they're crying out to God, God, you will work continuously.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神真的帮助我们。
So, brothers, we ask for the Lord's help.
神是全能的神。
Our God is the Almighty God.
神从来没有改变过。
He has never changed.
你看我们买会所的时候，多少时候是不可能的局面。
And from, just look at the experience that we encounter as we purchase this place. We time and time again enter into situations that looked impossible.
那时候在教会里面常听到的祷告就是，我信神怎样对我们说，事情要怎样成就。这个叫做信心的宣告。
Oftentimes the prayer that was proclaimed during that time is, God, whatever you say, we will believe it.
不管英特尔反对，不管周围公司反对，不管律师几次打电话来说，连买都不要买，连想都不要想。
It doesn't matter whether Intel has declared that they're not going to support, our neighbors not going to support, even lawyers calling us and tell us, don't even think about it.
但是我们说，神怎样对我们说，事情要怎样成就。
And we say, however the Lord has spoken, He will bring it to pass.
难处是真的。
The difficulties are real.
反对是真的。
The resistance, the challenges are real.
但是在为至高神的应许面前，他都要成为虚假。
But before the promises of the living God, they are all false.
他都是暂时的。
They are all temporal.
主要把它 turn around.
The Lord is going to turn it around.
而那个关键在于我们归向神。
And that turning point has everything to do with us turning to Him.
归向那个转捩点在于我们对神心的顺服。
That turning point is hinged upon ours, of us trusting and obeying.
求神借着我们这样子的态度。
And we pray that through this hard attitude,
借着主的话，主的灵来改变我们。
Through the word of God and the spirit of God, He would change and transform us.
所以刚才我们读的格林多后书，保罗说他从前已经觉得活命的指望都没有了。
In 2 Corinthians, we read earlier, he thought that we were dead.
但我断定我自己也是必死的。
And I've even judged that I am dead.
他说叫我们不再靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。
That we would learn not to trust ourselves, but trust in Him who causes, who raises the dead.
所以到了最后，当他写提摩太后书的时候
，So when he came to write Second Timothy,
他说我深知道我所信的是谁。
And he can conclude and pen, I know whom I have believed in.
我也知道他要保全我所交托他的。
And he will keep that which I've committed unto him.
有一个生意人失败得非常惨啊。
There was a businessman that he lost severely.
所有那么大的财富全部没有了。
All of his wealth, he lost it all.
妻子也要离开他，所有人都离弃他。
His wife left him. Everyone left him.
他准备要自杀。
And he was on the verge of committing suicide.
因为连活命的指望都没有。
Because he's lost all hope of living.
他觉得不可能东山再起了。
And he says it is possible for me to start and rise again.
所以当他那天准备自杀的时候。
And that day was when he was about to commit suicide.
他在纽约的街上漫无目的的在那里走路。
He was walking aimlessly in the streets of New York.
突然看到那边有一个 seminar， 一个讲座。
And he saw that there was a seminar that was being given.
我忘记了那天他上面提的有一个题目啊。
And there was a theme that was given.
就是 something like 你怎么样子让你起死回生。
And it was I can't remember the exact words, but how do you come back to life? How do you get be restored again?
他进去听，他也听不进去。那些道理对他来说不 work。
He sat down. He began to listen, but he said none of these things work for me.
结束的时候，他正要走。
At the conclusion, he was about to leave.
突然有一个人追过来。
All of a sudden, somebody ran up to him.
他说：“先生，你现在是不是在一个很大的 trouble， 一个大的困难里面？”
He said, "Mister, are you in a great trouble right now?"
他说：“是的。”
He said, "Yes, I am."
他说。没有人可以帮助我
he said,
我已经没有盼望了
He says, no one can help me, I am without hope.
因为什么我不晓得这是不是我们的写照
And I don't know if that's the writing that is in our lives.
所以这个人就对他讲
And so this man said to him,
他说我今天很忙我很想陪你多谈谈但我今天没有空
He says, I am really busy today, but I really want to spend some time with you to talk with you.
你愿不愿意明天例如说明天早上十点钟就在这里等我 我跟你多谈谈
Tomorrow at 10 in the morning, can we come back? Can you come back here? We'll meet again and I'll chat with you.
他想反正要死的不差一天他说好
And the man says, well, I'm going to commit suicide anyway. What's another day? He said, fine.
而且第二天早上他想这个人可能随便答应他没想到他来的是那个人等在那里
And when he came back to this place, he thought this man who was going to promise to talk to him, he thought he just made the promise in casual, but he actually was there.
他看到他以后就说上车上车
And he saw him and he said, come on to my car.
所以这个人就开车带他从纽约开出去了
So this man, they went on a journey, went out of the state of New York.
他开到郊外去
And they went to the wilderness.
然后又开到山里面去了
And they went up to the mountain.
他想我是不是碰到什么黑手党啊，什么坏人
And he said, who did I just get in the car with?
他说反正要钱没有，要命一条
And he said, well, he wants my money, I have none. If he wants my life, well, he can have it.
他随便他
Whatever he wants to do.
没想到他开到深山里面，开到一个墓园哈，一个 cemetery.
And he went deep into the mountains and came to a cemetery.
呀，进去以后，整山整个 hill 都是坟墓，都是墓碑哈。
And that whole hill was covered in stone, tombstones.
他想看来真的是碰到黑手党了。
And he said, I probably met some serial killer.
在这边把我做掉了。
He's gonna do away with me.
没想到到了一个斜坡的时候，这个人停下来。
And not knowingly, when they came to a hill, he stopped.
他说你下来。
He said, come on down.
所以这个很沮丧的人就跟着他站在那个一个 valley， 全部都是墓碑。整片的哈，上千的。
So this man got out of the car as he was standing at the edge of the valley. He was looking across the valley. There were thousands of tombstones covering that valley.
他说：“你说你有很严重的问题 ，right？”
He says, "You have a serious problem, right?"
他说是。
He says, "Yeah."
他说让我告诉你。
Let me tell you something.
躺在这里的每一个人再也没有问题了。
Everyone who's lying here, they have no more trouble.
听得懂吗
？Do you understand?
躺在这里的每一个人再也没有问题了。
Everyone who's lying here, they no longer have any problems.
你现在只要还有生命，你就还有机会。
As long as you have life, you have an opportunity.
你只要还有生命，你就有学习长进的机会。
As long as you have life, you have opportunity to learn, you have opportunity to grow.
弟兄姊妹，我不管这个故事是不是基督徒的故事。
I don't care whether this story is of a Christian story nature or not.
我要告诉弟兄姊妹。就算死了，在神面前都还可以活过来。
And brothers, I want to tell you, even if we are dead, we can be made alive in the presence of God.
不要说我们还活着。
Not to say that we are still alive.
我们还可以来归向神，可以悔改认罪归向神。
We can still turn, we can still repent and turn back to God.
让神所有的这个伤心，神的不愉，这个。在我们身上的管教都离开我们。
That all the hurt and all the pain, all the discipline that God has in our lives, they can actually be taken away.
让主的灵重新来充满我们。
That the Spirit of God once again would fill me up.
让我们在基督里成为新造的人。
That in Christ I may be a new creation.
旧事已过，一切都成为新的。
That all the old has passed away, everyone, everything has become new.
神是开我们坟墓的神。
God is the God who opens the grave.
神是领我们出坟墓的神。
He is the one who leads us out of the grave.
神是使骸骨成为极大军队的神。
He's the one who turns dry bones into an exceedingly great army.
亚伯拉罕所信的神是叫死人复活的神。
The God whom Abraham believes in is the one who is able to cause the dead to rise.
弟兄姊妹。
Run, sisters.
转眼望耶稣。
Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
把我们从一切的难处、一切自己的软弱、自己的失败、环境的不可能，转向这位坐在宝座上的神。
All of our circumstances, all the impossibilities, all of our weaknesses, all of our frailty, we come and look at the one who sits on the throne.
我们在信心里面宣告神的应许。
And by faith, we proclaim all of His promises.
我们在圣灵里面借着祷告来实现神的应许。
In the Spirit of God, through prayer, we come and actualize His promises.
让复兴临到我们的教
会。That revival would come to His house.
而临到我们每一个人的家。
Would come to our house.
临到我们每一个人的身上。
And come into our lives.
更是能够临到这个时代。
But more importantly, into this generation.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们何等的感谢你。
God, how we thank you.
当我们还死在罪恶过犯中的时候。
That while we were still dead in our sin and our trespasses.
你就叫你的儿子为我们死在十字架上。
That your son died on the cross for us.
为了让我们可以归回到你的面前。
That we may return before your presence.
让我们的罪可以得到解决。
That our sins may be dealt with.
但是主啊，你的救恩不停在这里。
But Lord, thank you that your salvation did not stop here.
你要叫我们与基督一同复活。
You want us to be made alive with Christ.
让我们活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
That is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
哦，这个复活的生命要让我这枯干的骸骨变成一个耶和华的军队。
That this resurrected life will cause this dry bone to become an army of the Lord.
在神的手中成为有用的器皿。
That I am a useful vessel in the hands of God.
主啊，我们在这里把自己。把我们众人都交在你的手
中。Lord, I commit myself and everyone here unto your hands.
主啊，在这遍地充满死亡的时候。
And when this earth is covered with death.
让你的家中充满了生命。
We pray that in your house there is life to be found.
让全地充满骸骨的时候，你的家中充满了耶和华的军兵。
When the whole land is full of dry bones, we pray that in your house there is a living army standing before you.
主啊，因你活着，让我们能够勇敢地去面对明天。
And Lord, because you live, give us strength to face our tomorrows.
因为复活的主掌管我们的每一天。
Because the resurrected Lord holds every tomorrow.
主也要替我们活。
And you are going to live for us.
我们赞美你。
We praise you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。